Tonight we're going to continue a topic that I've been teaching on for the last couple of fellowships. Tonight it's called The Road to Excellence. How's your attitude? You know, your attitude towards something or someone will typically be reflected in your behavior. Someone once said, excellence is not a skill, it's an attitude. And you know, as believers, as people in this world, we want to be aware of what our attitudes are, and can we control them? In any athletic contest, as you know, you got to have a pretty good mindset to keep going, right? So we're going to talk about at least five keys that we can be aware of here tonight. But what is an attitude? You know, it's a person's overall disposition, their perspective, or their mindset about something. And it does encompass the thoughts, the feelings, and behaviors that an individual exhibits in relation to a particular object, situation, or an idea. How's that for a textbook definition? But it's your perspective, it's your disposition, it's your mindset about something or someone, and it's all connected there, your thoughts, your feelings, and the behaviors that you reflect and that you manifest in many different situations and different circumstances. And I think what we really want to get focused on is, what are some of the traits of a positive attitude? We meet and at times struggle ourselves with negative attitudes. It's all around us. The influences are all around us, wouldn't you say? Everywhere you go, everywhere you turn, the news media, the conversations that you have with people. So we really have to work, because what we allow to get into our minds and we meditate upon and allow to really drive us emotionally will get down into our hearts. And we're going to look at that, because there's a great verse in Proverbs 4:23 that says, guard your hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. But here I wanted to talk about at least five, and I'm sure that there are many more traits of an attitude that's positive. And of course, we're putting this in the context of, you know, a believer. And so we can, you know, utilize the scriptures, things God tells us to put in our minds, so that we, in practicing and exhibiting those characteristics, it does become habitual and gets down into our heart. And so what is the first one? Take your Bibles and go to Ephesians chapter 4. The first one is the ability to recover from stressful and challenging life events and to be adaptable to new environment with optimism. How about that? You ever been in a stressful situation? You ever been in a challenge? Well, how do you look at it? How do you move forward? Can you see yourself being adaptable in that situation, in that circumstance, no matter how challenging it is, and to do it seeing the glass half full, if not overflowing? And so what we're going to call this particular trait is resilience, your ability to really bounce back quickly. And so that's why I thought about this verse in Ephesians 4:32, because, man, something that really hurts people and takes them down so quickly is when they get hurt. And the resilient nature of the Christian and that characteristic or trait that we should really endeavor to be skilled in is forgiveness. Dr. Werwell once said, you'll never have any problem forgiving anyone when you remember what God forgave you for. And I think that's still so true. That was probably spoken, well over 40 years ago. But here God says in Ephesians 4:32, and be kind to one another. This is the New King James. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ's sake. Even as God in Christ forgave you. We have to learn to bounce back quickly. We have to learn to forgive quickly. And we have to learn to move on. We can't allow things that happen to us to hurt us so badly that we just lay down and start this process of beginning to feel sorry for ourselves. Once we do that, we've really entered into a whole nother arena and one that we want to recover from. So we have to develop this characteristic, this trait of being resilient, resilient to being offended. And we can implement this strategy, I think, with the umbrella probably understanding how much God loves and how much God loves us and encourages us to love one another. But number two, I want to talk about courage. So we are resilient in these situations, and we have great courage. You know, courage allows you to go after what you want without fear of failure, without fear of rejection or other intimidating giants. And rather than fearing the outcome, it embraces the opportunity to learn. And again, I'm reminded of that wonderful section in Philippians chapter 3. We covered this, I believe, in the last couple of fellowships and the teachings. Again, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Philippians 3:13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That courage enables us to be proactive, to pursue those things that God is calling us to do. God is putting those desires in our heart, and to move forward towards the finish line, the victory that is truly ours as sons and daughters of God. So resilience is that ability to recover from stressful and challenging life events and to be able to be adaptable to new environments and challenging situations with optimism. And courage allows you to go after what you want without fear of failure, without fear of rejection, or any other intimidating giant. And rather than fearing the outcome, it embraces the opportunity to learn. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Number three, optimism. You know, optimism is just not just about thinking happy thoughts and always dismissing problems. It is about, however, challenging negative thoughts and reframing them into positive ones. Another way to say that maybe is to look at the bright side and see the glass at least half full, if not overflowing. That's why I wanted to look at this verse in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, don't be conformed to this world. And another, I think the Philip says, don't allow the world to squeeze you into its mold. But be transformed or changed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So thinking with optimism in our context, it's not just thinking happy thoughts and dismissing problems. It's about putting the Word of God on in our minds, saying to ourselves the sayings of the Word, and challenging negative thoughts and reframing them into positive ones. And it really is to look at the bright side. See, it's easy to look at the bad side, the negative side, the dark side. But we have to, and we're desirous to put this Word of God on into our thinking. Number four is gratitude. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. I think I quoted it earlier, but we're going to have a look at it anyway here. Because we are on this road to excellence, but attitude is going to be a key determining factor about our ability to proceed down that road being blessed and being joyful and being happy, because we want to see things through the eyes and the lens of God's Word, for sure. If we look at it through the eyes of the world, you know what? That's a sad story to be told, that's for sure. But let's look in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, where it says, "Keep your heart from all with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." And 24 says, "Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and let your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the feet of your path, and let all your ways be established." That verse 23, I just absolutely love. Keep your heart with all diligence. I think another translation says guard. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, one of the great ways that we can do that is by having a thankful heart and a thankful attitude. You know, gratitude is looking for the good and feeling thankful for even the littlest things in life. And it's shown and expressed in appreciation for the good things in life. How about like family, grandkids, good health, or maybe in its most simplest form, even a sunny day? Thankful that you even got it up in the morning. Thankful that you do have friends in your life. You know, in my estimation, there's always something to be thankful for. Always. No matter what. In the middle of it, anything. And so I go back to this opening statement. Excellence is not a skill. It's an attitude. It's an attitude of how we perceive things, how we reflect in situations. Good in and good out. That's what I say. Good in and good out. And stay mindful of what you're eating spiritually, what you're putting into your mind. It says keep your heart. Maybe that's another way of saying, hey, watch out for what you're thinking about all the time, because it's going to get down into you. So good in, good out. Stay mindful of what your heart food is. And number five is to be not critically judgmental of situations, but be willing to take things as they are. And then being able to take the best course of action no matter what, because your perspective is not negative or embracing the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. You know, another way to say that is acceptance. So that we just won't move into life situations or the situations that people are facing by being critically judgmental. But let's take things for where they're at, where people are today. And then what we determine in partnership with God, what is the best course of action no matter what? Because the perspective we then have is not negative or embracing the worst case scenario according to the five senses. But like in 1 Corinthians 13, we know what it talks about with the love of God. You know, we've many times said the love of God is what? Unconditional, right? It doesn't place conditions. God's love on us hasn't placed conditions on us. And you know what? It's available for us to walk in a supernatural type of love because it's the Spirit of Christ within us. It's God and Christ in us. We have that same love, that same ability. Boy, talk about the road to excellence. And so I just wanted to briefly look at 1 Corinthians 13, starting verse 4. Because love, no matter what we think about it, it does remain unconditional. And we'd like to put that into action in our own world, in our own relationships, in our own perceptions and confessions about ourselves. We aren't what we feel we are. We are what the Word of God says we are. And that many times is where the struggle is. And love remains unconditional. You know what? And it allows us to remain impartial and not forming judgments before we have all the facts. That is fundamental in life. Get all the facts before you make judgments about things, right? Anyway, 1 Corinthians 13 in verse 4, we'll start there. It says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. It does not behave itself rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never, what?
Fails.
Love never fails. Whether there are prophecies, they'll fail. Tongues, they'll cease. Knowledge, it's going to vanish away. We know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that is perfect has come, then that which is in part shall be done away. We have these qualities and characteristics of the love of God. We can walk with this kind of attitude, this kind of heart, this kind of mindset. And it is going to be a critical factor on the road to excellence. Because it's good to remember, again, excellence is not a skill. It's not a place you arrive at. It's an attitude. It's an attitude. And so I think we have to ask ourselves the question, how's my attitude? How's your attitude? See? Because it will determine how we act and behave in so many of life's different situations. So Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together to explore a little bit more about the victory that we have and those things that are instrumental in helping us down that road, Father. There's so many things. It's just not a walk in the park or, you know, where that we want to have our eyes closed, that we can be active participants in life situations. So continue to help us and teach us, Father, and guide us. And I pray that we're humble and meek and open to receiving from you, Father, in such a beautiful and wonderful way. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Amen.